Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Starkey and Muller. Our friend Malsey is not here, but I am at the Cambria Suites, and it's one of my favorite places in all of Pittsburgh. It's a living room atmosphere here up in the lobby. Can also go downstairs to the restaurant and bar, Share, it's called. And even if you're not going to the game, there's tons of TVs, great food, great drink, great people. Speaking of great people, my friend Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette is on the line. He's our Steelers insider. Ed, how are you today?
I'm great, Joe. How's your doggy doing?
He's doing good. He's about 12 weeks old. We put a harness on him because he's only 4.5 pounds, so I have to take him out, obviously, a lot to do his business. But he started to eat the harness, and so he starts to eat it, and then he can't get it out of his mouth. So now it's become a problem. He needs a new harness. You know, these little things, it's like having a kid. Little thing, different things crop up every single day.
Kind of like coaching the Steelers.
It is. Although he doesn't show up late, he's always there. Let me ask you this, Ed. Le'Veon Bell to start out with. It seems, and I talked to Ray Fittipaldo earlier today, it seems that Le'Veon is very optimistic that this is going to happen. Are you?
Joe, I'm very skeptical. When I read that quote that Ray got from him where he says, it's going to be great for me, it's going to be great for the team, it's going to be great for the fans, it sounded like Trump trying to push his health care bill. I don't know. I don't see how it's going to just all come together like that. They couldn't do it last year. They offered him more than $12 million annually. You know, the next highest paid running back in the league, it's $8.5 annually. And he turned that down. I don't know. I'd be surprised if it happens that quickly, or even if it happens at all.
What chance do you think there is, Ed, that they just up and say goodbye to Le'Veon Bell during this offseason?
Yeah, I know. I read your column, and I've heard you talking about it. You think they should keep him at all costs practically. But, you know, first of all, yeah, his average per carry came way down, 4.0. It used to be like 4.8. They didn't use him in power situations. It looks like they have no faith that he can – he can power up the middle and pick up a yard or two when they absolutely need it. He only averaged 7.7 per catch. Now, I'm not demeaning him. He's a great back. But you got to weigh that stuff versus what his demands are and what he will not play for. And I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the one making the decision. But I would look at the running back group in this draft and see if I think maybe there's somebody else I might be able to draft that we can win with.
I hear that for sure. I just think that defensively, with obviously the Shazier situation, has become really an emergency on the defense as far as filling in for him. And you may have to draft outside linebacker again. You might have to draft free safety. I just feel like for 1 year that, especially given the state of what you need on defense, that you might at least want to franchise him. Where do you think they go early in the draft, Ed? Where would you go in the first round?
Just what you mentioned, Joe. I would go, and again, I haven't even looked at the draft class yet. But if we're just talking positions and assuming there's guys out there, it would have to be inside linebacker. It has to be your very top priority. We saw what happened when Shazier left. And I agree with you. I think they need another outside linebacker because I don't know that Bud Dupree is going to be here beyond next year. Even, you know, you might even find somebody better. And then free safety. I'm with you on the free safety. I think those three positions on defense.
Do you think Mike Mitchell's back next year?
you know. I wouldn't bring him back. I mean, that's just me. He's got a $5 million salary, so you save that, minus whoever replaces him. And the way he played this year, I don't know that he gives you that much in production compared to his salary. So I would look young, and if I couldn't find anybody, I would maybe look at Cam Sutton, too. Their cornerback in the third round who people think can play safety.
Talking to our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette. Ed, you had a great story on sort of the drama that we didn't know about from the Jacksonville game, about particularly Le'Veon Bell being late for the walkthrough. Now, he has since come out and said that he informed Mike Tomlin of this and made it seem like everything was cool with that. Did you get the impression from whoever your source was that the team was cool with it?
No. It was a surprise. It was brought up to me. There were a couple different people. I never went looking. You know, I didn't even know about it. And it was used as an example of why Mike Tomlin needs to crack down. Now, and I don't think these either people had any grudges. And then he was late the next day, too, for the game. So did he have another excuse? You know, how many excused absences do you have before you start wondering about it? I don't know. I wrote what I wrote. He missed almost all that walkthrough the day before a playoff game. You know, if he was sick, that'd be one thing. If he had a meeting or something else, I mean, come on. All those guys, there's 53 guys in there. There's probably a lot of them who would have liked to have scheduled something for that time, too.
The other thing you reported in there was that Mike Tomlin called a lot. Can we say that he called a lot of the defensive
yes.
plays this year?
Yes, yes. And again, Joe, I had no idea until the end of the season and started talking to people about the season and was told that. Not only that, he was running meetings, defense meetings and secondary meetings. I was told that secondary meetings when Lake wasn't in, you know, he wasn't even in there. Tomlin just ran them. And we had heard that he was doing more and more with the defense, you know, putting more of his touch on the defense, but I didn't know it came to actually calling plays from Simon.
Would that not indicate a loss of faith in him in Keith Butler?
Well, you'd think so. I mean, usually it's the other way around, like what's happening in Cleveland. You know, some of these guys, the head coach has been a coordinator, and he wants to call the offense. And it's usually offensive guys, Joe. The only other time I've ever seen that happen was that I knew that happened was Bill Cowher took over the play calling duties. I think it was the 99 season. He had hired some coach late. 98 season. He had hired some coach late because Chan Gailey had left and become coach of the Dallas Cowboys late in the process. And Bill hired some guy, and they just he wasn't a good fit at all. And toward the end of the season, I'd say three quarters of the way through it, Bill started calling the plays. It's the only other time I've known that to happen.
Last question, Ed. It seems, I mean, other than the Le'Veon situation, that there aren't a ton of juicy off-season storylines. Of course, the Steelers have a way of creating those out of nowhere. But you look at their list of free agents, for example, assuming Bell is not eventually on that list, Chris Hubbard is the biggest name on there. I guess there's the Bud Dupree situation. Do you give him, you know, sign him for that fifth year or however that works in the offseason? So what is the second biggest storyline this offseason, in your opinion, behind Bell?
It's probably just the draft, Joe. You know, Mike Mitchell, the decision there. William Gay, I don't think he'll be back. You know, you mentioned Dupree. I think they have till May to decide whether to put that fifth-year option. I'd be shocked if they did on him. You know, and then the continuing saga of Ryan Shazier, you know.
Yeah.
How's he doing? That kind of thing. But, yeah, this is you know, maybe they'll sign some guys to extensions. You could do that with, besides Bell, of course, you could do that. You could even do it with Ben if you wanted to. He's got 2 years left, but I don't think that's going to happen. They did it with just 1 year left the last time, and now he's 2 years older. Yeah, there's not a whole lot, Joe. Really isn't.
Ed, thanks for the time. We'll see you. We'll see you soon.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
There he goes. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, and look who's here at the Cambria Suites. My friend Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, and you're in for a treat because we're talking hockey for most of the rest of the show. I think we may have Bob Walk and Greg Brown on at one point, but let's dive into some hockey 3 hours or so before what's going to be a pretty cool night, I think, at PPG Paints Arena.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.